your video lesson, I covered the basic format you would use to conduct a group session. If you turn to your manual on page 318 in chapter 19, which is on miscellany, you'll find that same outline that we covered in the video. I'll be speaking about that and the different things you can use groups for. One thing that group sessions can be used for is as a marketing tool. What I mean by that is you can use your group session for any kind of public speaking engagement. In fact, once you've completed your course and you're ready to get started in business, that's one of the best ways to get going. Contact all the different nonprofit associations and groups in your area that have speakers come over and volunteers to speak. I call them the animal clubs, the Lion Club, the Elks Club, the Wolf, the Moose, even the Rotary Club, Chamber of Commerce, and as many others available. You probably have some right in your neighborhood. Most all of these clubs are required to have a speaker come and speak to their group every month. And of course, having a hypnotherapist is quite an interesting one for them. And they'd probably jump at the chance. The thing is, the people that come to these clubs are all leaders of industry, business people, people who are influential in your community and know a lot of people and have employees working for them. In order to conduct one of these group sessions or for public speaking, you want to keep it brief and to the point. Don't give them a speech. Use the same presentation. Looking at the presentation for a group like this, for a public speaking event, they give you like 20 minutes. I would do everything just as I explained it to you in the video. And when it comes to the actual session, all I would do is the progressive relaxation and stop. You're giving them a brief demonstration of what it feels like to be in hypnosis. After the progressive relaxation, do an awakening, your closing remarks, and that's it. This way you're leaving them wanting. You gave them a joke, a funny start, they liked you. I like to pass out my cards right away at the beginning, have a couple people in the audience pass them out for you so everybody has one of your cards. When you're done the session, the progressive relaxation, usually you go to the side of the room, set up at a table, or just sit there in case anybody has questions for you, and they will really like what you had to say. Just think of it, they used to boring speakers, but this time, when you spoke, you did a presentation, and they actually walked away from it feeling good rather than being bored. Another way you can use the group as a marketing tool, as well as make a little money in the process, is to teach at any kind of community adult education or continuing education course. Where we are up in Maine, they are hosted mostly by high schools and community colleges. So different states, they're hosted by different places, but these are the organizations, you'll see them, they teach Reiki, they teach quilting, they teach computer classes, all different kinds of enrichment type classes. Go see them and tell them that you'd like to teach a course, maybe a 3-week course on smoking cessation, past life regression, contacting spirits, self-hypnosis. There's so many different topics you can do. Usually they'll give you a choice of 2 or 3 hours a night that you could teach, maybe once a week for 2 or 3 weeks. Sometimes they pay you an hourly rate to do this, or sometimes they'll pay you by the head depending on how many people they have coming in. This is a great way to seed your private practice. If you have 20 people coming to this, how many of them would like to come see you for individual sessions afterwards? Another great thing about this is most of these colleges or schools that do this usually send out a brochure to everyone within the community of the city. So that's a lot of free advertising for you, setting you up as the authority in the area. So what I found is the most successful classes that I've taught for these people have been, number one, past life regression, anything metaphysical, and then probably the smoking cessation. While we're on the topic of smoking cessation, that's probably one of the number one self-sponsored or even corporate-sponsored group topics for doing sessions. Probably one of the most lucrative and one of the most sought after. Especially today where smoking isn't as socially accepted as it used to be years ago. Many people are trying to quit. Many businesses want their employees to quit. And that is also the number one subject people will be coming to see you for in your office as a one-on-one session. So doing smoking sessions in a group is a great way to get into business. Now you can do a self-sponsored group session where you rent a hall, you advertise in a newspaper, and you go out and do your session. And of course, I would do it the exact same format as what I showed you in the video. So that's probably the most common way. There's a lot of people that do nothing but this, and they have a circuit where they'll work this weekend in one city, the next weekend in another city, probably 30, 40 miles away. They keep on traveling maybe throughout one, two, or even three states or more, depending on how much you want to travel, doing smoking sessions from place to place. With these, the average cost I've seen is anywhere from $50 to $80 a head. You can tell them something like bring a friend for free or bring a friend for half price. There's so many different gimmicks. To do something like this successfully, you will have to do some big advertising. Most of the ones that do this successfully are advertising anywhere from a quarter page as a minimum to a half page or a full page in the local newspapers. This kind of presentation would be handled almost like one of those hit and run type sales where you don't want to leave a phone number. Basically, you advertise maybe 2 or 3 days before, or just a few days before the event in the newspaper, maybe twice, maybe three times. Without a phone number, you just leave the address and the time. People don't make any reservations. They just show up with their friends. It's kind of an impulse buy where they see it and they go, wow, that's a good idea. They show up and they do it and it's over with. Now, of course, it's not as successful as an individual session. However, you can make some kind of a deal with them saying that if you don't quit smoking today, you can come see me in my office for the difference in price and I'll do an individual session where you can quit. What I mean by the difference in price, if you normally charge $150 in your office and the group session was $50, then you would charge them the difference, which is $100, to come see you in your office. Some people doing these group sessions will give a guarantee. The guarantee they give is that if you don't quit smoking as a result of this group session, you can return when I come back in the circuit next year or 6 months or whenever it is for free. If you don't want to do that, you can say we can return for free if you don't quit, if you bring a friend. So there's a lot of different things, but don't guarantee that they're just going to quit smoking, because if they don't, you're paying money back. Smoking is just one of the topics you could do with self-sponsored sessions. You can also do weight loss, past life regression, whatever you like to do. I know quite a few people that do these group sessions may do two of them in one evening. Maybe a 6 o'clock smoking and an 8 o'clock weight loss. This way, you can take advantage of the advertising and the rental place and do two things, which you're saving a lot of money. You might get twice as much business for the same amount of advertising. Now, the next kind of group session like this would be a corporate-sponsored one. In the marketing part of this course, you'll learn how to go out and solicit this kind of business. But occasionally you're going to have corporations, small businesses, large businesses call you and ask you if you can come over and hypnotize their people to quit smoking. This, of course, will raise productivity in the business because they don't have to worry about people going out on breaks all the time. And, of course, people that don't smoke live longer and are normally healthier. So this does help the business in the long run. So when you're doing corporate smoking, you have a couple choices. Again, number one, you can do a single group session, which is you go there, let's say they have 20 people, you have all 20 people at once, you do your whole presentation like you saw in the video portion of the course, hypnotize them all for smoking and leave, and that's it. With those, again, I'd probably still charge about the same as I would for the self-sponsored. But another option is to tell the business owner that you can come in the morning and do a group orientation for the whole group where they'll get all the information and you can test them all. And then they can set you up in an office for the entire day. And every half hour, they can have the people come to see you one by one and they'll tell you whether they were analytical or non-analytical, and you can give them each an individual session. This way, it's only going to take about half hour a person. It's going to be a lot stronger because each person will have gotten an individual session that was tailored to them, whether they're analytical or non-analytical. So the boss might like this a lot better. Now, of course, it would cost a little more. When I've done this, if I've charged, let's say, $60 a head for the group session, for this I may charge $85 a head. So you can get a little bit more. Nice thing about it is the business that hired you will give you an office to set up in. It gives you work for the whole day. You get a lot more money. And oftentimes, the business owner's friends or other business people will come in, ask what's going on, and you might get some other business from them as well. Because they, you know, the curiosity will get them, and they'll say, gee, I'd like to do this in my business. Another thing that might help you with the business owner, usually when they call me and tell me they'd like to have me come over to hypnotize their people to quit smoking, the first thing I ask them is, who's paying for it? If he says the employees are paying for it, that's great, because of course, doing hypnosis, the employees should pay for it, because if a client gets something for free, that's usually what they think it's worth, nothing. However, if the business owner says, I'm paying for it, which in most cases, that's what it is, I usually tell the business owner, well, if you pay for it, you're going to have a very low success ratio. If you have your employees pay for it, it'll be a lot more people quitting. They'll have a lot higher success ratio because they are committed. So I would either have them pay for it or have the employer maybe do a split where the employee pays for part of it and they pay for part of it. Some employers will say, okay, you're going to pay for this, but once you've quit for 3 months, I will reimburse you the money plus give you a $100 bonus. So I've seen a lot of different variations. But by offering this or saying this to the employer, a lot of times they're kind of happy realizing that they don't have to fork out all the money right away or at all if they don't want to by having the employees do this. So that might be the deal maker for you. So just keep that in mind. So there's two additional businesses between the teaching at adult educations or doing group self-sponsored or corporate sponsored that you can use in conjunction with your practice to bring in some great income and to help to seed your practice. That's it for this audio lesson. Have a great day.